During a summit in Moscow, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin reaffirmed their country's strong political and economic bonds. This comes as Russian troops attempt to hold on to occupied Ukrainian territory, while Xi Jinping is presenting China as a, quote, mediator for peace in the ongoing Ukraine conflict. For more on this, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by William Burke White, Deputy Dean and Professor of Law at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, specializing in international law. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Glad to be with you.
We spoke with you 24 hours ago, and you gave us a really good look between the lines ahead of this visit. The visit has taken place. We even saw the President of China visit Ukraine. What has been discussed between the two leaders in the last 24 hours, and do you believe what they're telling you?
Yeah, the main conversation has been about Russia-China economic cooperation. And Russia really needs China at the moment. The result of Western sanctions is that Russia's economy is struggling. Russia has a lot of energy to export, and China needs it. And so what we're seeing here really is the political manifestation of this changing economic relationship, where Russia is going to sell more and more energy to China. They're talking about building a new gas transport pipeline between Russia and China. And Russia's going to buy more goods from China that they can't get from the West. That's the core deal that we're hearing about and that has been struck in this meeting in Moscow.
So we saw pictures of Xi Jinping visit Ukraine. What is the significance of that?
So we saw pictures of the Japanese prime minister visit Ukraine. And the Japanese prime minister has visited Ukraine. And that's an important symbolic move. It is particularly important during this summit where Xi and Putin are together in Moscow, because Japan is saying it is going to stand with the United States, with Europe, and with Ukraine, even at a time when China is backing Russia, that is, of course, occupying Ukraine. So it's a good counter symbol, but it's also saying that we really are seeing some big blocks emerge in the world, with countries like Japan, Europe, and the United States on one side, and an alliance of Russia and China on the other.
And you got to worry about what's in the middle. And is that a conflict that will increase and spread?
It is a conflict, at least economically, that will increase and spread. Xi Jinping, however, has been very careful. He has not committed to giving Russia lethal weaponry to use in Ukraine. He's continuing to talk about peace in Ukraine, though he's not doing anything actively to pursue that. But Xi is trying to support Putin and Russia without escalating a conflict with Europe and the West. And so far, I would say he has done that relatively astutely. We do need to be worried about these tensions now between the West and these autocratic states, but I don't think it's going to expand the conflict in Ukraine any further.
Okay, and real quickly, do you think this visit is the reason the U.S. is speeding up weapon deliveries to Ukraine?
It's sending a signal to China. It's sending a signal to China, you don't want to get involved militarily in this conflict. So I think that's part of the story. And the other part is Ukraine needs it, and they need it now, given the pressure Russia is putting on Ukraine on the front line.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. We appreciate it. William Burke Wright is Deputy Dean and Professor of Law at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, specializing in international law.